If you would, go with me to Genesis 22 this morning. Our pastor told me when the Lord first led me to start teaching the Sunday school class a little bit, he made mention that when you're standing teaching, you get to teach the stories that you love. And this is one of my favorites. This is one that the Lord used to reveal himself to me. And it's been a favorite ever since. So let's read the first 14 verses. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, or try Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold I, or behold me. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Starting back at verse 1, it says, And it came to pass after these things that God did try Abraham, said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold me. This will be one of Abraham's toughest trials. They say he had 9 or 10 trials. You know, it was a trial. The Lord called him out of his father's land. That was a trial. Then him and Lot, their men couldn't get along, and they split up. That was another trial. You know, the Lord kept promising him a son. All through there, he promised him a son. And it was a while before the Lord gave him that son. That's a trial. But through all that, the Lord, Abraham, being tried is trust in the Lord. All of God's people will be tried. The Lord will try us to prove that it's not our faith. For by grace are we saved through faith, and that's not of ourselves. It's a gift of God. And our Lord, He tries us. And the only reason we love him is because he first loved us. But in this, he tells him to take thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains of which I tell thee of. It won't be too graphic, but my understanding of a burnt offering is that you take the lamb, the sacrifice, you bind it, you put it on the altar, you slit its throat, catch it in the basin. Not one drop of blood is lost. That's our Christ. His blood was shed, but there wasn't one drop wasted. Then the lamb is quartered, placed a certain way on the altar. The blood covers the mercy seat. The lamb or sacrifice that's quartered is burnt. That's fire is God's judgment on us. Because of sin, God's wrath has to be poured out. And then where he told him to take his son and do this to him, you know, this was a burden. Abraham trusted the Lord. He didn't know why the Lord would do this. The Lord had told him that this was going to be the son that all nations his nation was going to be multiplied greater than the stars, greater than the number that he could see. Abraham didn't have any understanding of this, but he trusted the Lord. So he set out for it. This son, our God, that was his son. It's what he did to his son. Before the beginning of the foundation of the world, he chose a people. He chose a Savior that would save them, which would be himself. And then thine only son, the Lord said he loved his son. He said, behold, my son, in whom I love, He said, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. And then tells us that Abraham, he rose up early in the morning. He saddled his ass and he took two of his young men with him, and Isaac, his son. And he clave the wood for burnt offering, rose up, and went unto the place which God had told him. Abraham probably didn't sleep any the night before. He was up early that morning. He was preparing everything. That claving the wood, that's cutting wood. He was preparing everything. He didn't know what he would find once he got to the place the Lord sent him. He didn't know whether there would be wood there. So he made sure he took what he needed with him. And he prepared everything. And he had 3 days to think on this. And it said on the third day, he lifted up his eyes and he saw the place afar off. The Lord showed him. And we see also that, our Lord, God said we're all taught by him. But we see while we're in this life and around this sin, we only see through a glass dimly. But he shows it to us. He opens our eyes. He makes us see some things and makes us rejoice in them. I heard Henry Mahan in a message say that being saved is not always happy, but it's always joy to be saved. But, our God sends us trials. Look at what he allowed Job to go through. Job had everything taken away from him to prove Job that Christ had done everything for Job. And Job, without sin, was able to say, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. It's easy to sit here and clothed with our families and our health and say that. But may the Lord give us the grace to say that if he takes it away from us. And then it says, and Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. These young men couldn't go. There's several reasons. One, they wouldn't have understood. Abraham, being as old as he was, they would have just considered him to be a senile man when he went to execute his son in this fashion. They would have tried to stop him. They couldn't. It had to be done. I've heard men in religion say, when talking about Christ and going to the cross, that they would try to stop that. They would have tried to stop that. They don't know the gospel. Christ had to die. He must needs die. But then, for our Lord, he went to the Passover. He had 12 disciples with him. When he went to the garden, he had 11 with him. He went to pray in the garden before he was crucified, and he had 3 with him. But when he went to that cross, he went alone. He was there to do it all by himself. There was no one with him. He was alone. He had to do it by himself. He said that he had the power to lay down his life, and he had the power to raise it up again. The Lord had given him that. And then Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they both went together. As the wood was laid upon Isaac, the cross was laid upon our Lord. The Lord bared his cross, which was our sins, on his way to Calvary. And he hung there to redeem us from our sins, to cover our sins with his blood. Abraham had everything. He had taken the fire, which is the Lord's judgment. He's a consuming fire. He took a knife, and they went together. In verse 7, Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, My father, and he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Isaac was a young man at this point. He wasn't a little boy. He was a young man at this point. He had been taught by Abraham that in order for to have a sacrifice, you had to have a lamb. There's no forgiveness of sins without that lamb. Without the blood sacrifice, there's no remission of sins. I mean, Isaac saw here what he knew, and he knew that the fire, which was the judgment of God, he knew that they had the wood, which is the sins, but where was that lamb? We can't come to God without a lamb. Christ is our sacrifice. Amen. In order to come before a holy God, we have to have that lamb. And Abraham, the Lord gave him great prophecy to say this. He said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them, together. Our God will provide himself as a lamb. He will provide the lamb for himself. And he'll see to it, the rest of it. Our brother Henry wrote in his little commentary, and I can't expound on it better, so I'm going to read exactly his 3 points on that. He says that the Lord will provide himself as the Lamb for our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, is God. Number 2, the Lord will provide for himself a Lamb, for the Lord God is the offended majesty to whom and for whom the blood was shed, that he might be both just and justifier. Number three, the Lord will provide or see to it that redemption for all his sheep, the honoring of his law, the satisfaction of his justice, the fulfillment of his covenant, and eternal glory of his Son is accomplished in full. Nothing will be left undone. It is finished, the Savior cried, and it is. On that cross, our Lord did it all. He covered the sins of many. He didn't die for everyone. If he died for everyone, everyone would be saved. But the ones that he chose, in his time, he will reveal to him, reveal them to him. He will bring them to himself. He's that great shepherd that goes looking for his sheep. And after this, and they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Abraham couldn't have bound Isaac if he wasn't willing. Our Lord was willing. He went to that cross willing. He asked God in one of his prayers that if it be possible to take it away from him, but it was not his will, it was the Father's will, is what he said. It had to be done in order to save a few, save many. There's a lot there that our sacrifice, our great Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, came to this earth, walked it as a man, lived and fulfilled the law that we couldn't. Didn't commit a sin. He was without sin. But at that cross, he was made sin for an offering for us to bear our sins. What grace, what mercy. And Abraham stretching forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. That's what the Lord did. The Lord had to shed his own blood, own son's blood, to save ours and to cover our sins. And then it says, and the angel of the Lord called unto him out of the heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. You know, the first time he called him, he just said, Abraham. This time it's urgent. He wanted to get Abraham's attention. Isaac would have fulfilled nothing to have been sacrificed. He was just a sinner like we were. And that angel stopped him quick, and said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God. We need to fear our God. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom. Fear of the Lord will make us trust in the Lord and give him all the glory in everything that's said, done, that we think. We'll have this sin with us. We'll, as Paul said, we'll, that I would do, I do not, and that I do, or would do, that I do not. So we need to take that to heart and really pray to our Lord without ceasing. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Can you imagine the grip that Abraham put on that ram? That's what we need to do to our Christ. We need to put that grip on our Christ. He is our salvation. But this was a substitute for his son in this case. Isaac is no longer represent Christ here. He becomes the substitute, or the one that the substitute died for. That ram becomes Christ. And Abraham, he took hold of that. You know, he grabbed that, bound that ram, put him there on that altar, shed its blood, offered it for a burnt offering. What a substitute we have. Our God is gracious to us. He shows us kindness by revealing himself to us, by keeping us from this world, giving us ears to hear and a place to hear it in. All these things our Lord has done for us. We need to come to him with that sacrifice. We need to lay hold of Christ. We need to bring that sacrifice to our Lord. And Abraham, he called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh. Margin says that the Lord will see or will provide. The Lord will see his redemption through. Everyone that he put the Lord on the cross for will be saved. Everyone. And he said that he put our sins as far as from the east to the west, apart from him. In closing, I want to look at one verse here in that Hebrews 11. Starting with verse 17. The Lord even recorded a record of this. Over in Hebrews, I believe the Apostle Paul wrote it. He said, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, he offered up Isaac, and he had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. This was why Abraham trusted the Lord. He knew the Lord had already told him that this son was going to be the one that all his heir would be through, that his nations would be because of him. So he knew this seed, that Isaac was the chosen one, and that, but he knew that the Lord could even raise him from the dead if he allowed him to go through with that. That was his trust in the Lord. May our Lord have mercy on us.